If you think your next holiday chore is returning unwanted Christmas presents, think again, says Robert Franklin. There's another holiday that starts today.
With reminders of Ramadan, Christmas, and Hanukkah still around, it's hard to believe that there is another holiday ritual vying for attention. Welcome to Kwanzaa, the 35-year-old cultural tradition observed faithfully by many African Americans. But I am a recent convert. Dr. Maulana Karenga created Kwanzaa by transforming West African traditions of celebrating the first harvest. He came up with various rituals that included lighting candles, tasting certain foods, and uttering Kiswahili words. The observance is organized around 7 principles that include faith, creativity, and cooperation. When it was first introduced, I had serious doubts because, after all, it was a man-made ritual, neither organic nor revealed. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with celebrating such virtues. And far be it from me to begrudge a ritual that includes collard greens, cornbread, and yams. But I thought, who needs another holiday? But one day all that changed. My wife got a call from the principal of our kids' school. I thought she was about to ask for my standard lecture, secretly titled Black History in 20 Minutes for Kids Who Could Care Less. I've delivered that lecture a lot of times and certainly wouldn't require notes for this batch of third graders. But she surprised me. She wanted us to lead an abbreviated Kwanzaa ritual. She had discovered that when kids experience the rituals of other groups, they're more likely to walk away with a newfound respect for traditions that used to be strange and intimidating. We led the children's Kwanzaa ceremony, and I was surprised to find that it was a lot of fun. I can still see that room full of Asian, Jewish, black, and white kids carefully listening to African stories and proverbs, busily sampling the food, enthusiastically learning through ritual that the African American story is part of the larger American story of expanding democracy. Years earlier, I didn't really accept the possibility that a secular, man-made ritual could be important. But today, as I observe people lighting candles and singing songs to remember those who perished on 9/11 or the recently departed George Harrison, I comprehend more fully the unusual power inherent in simple gestures. Rituals are the familiar, warm, predictable actions available to us when we don't know what better to do. And they reward our trust. They deny evil the final word in life. And I learned they don't have to be ancient to be authentic. They can be created to fill a void that inherited rituals may not cover exhaustively. I'm grateful for the treasures we find in the world's great religious traditions. But I'm just as grateful for, and even amazed by, how ordinary people create rituals to transform grief and fear into the hope and purpose that make life so wonderful.
Robert Franklin is a senior fellow at the Center for the Interdisciplinary Study of Religion at Emory University.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.